For what's on in sport, you've got the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. For what's on at the Star, see thestarsydney.com.au.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Oh, we are counting down to Magic Round, MG. I'm up here in Brisbane, enjoying the beauty that is the Sunshine State. And it is, I mean, what do they say? Beautiful one day, perfect the next. It is perfect up here right now.
Yeah, well, I'm jealous. I'll be there tomorrow with you guys. But also today, I can't wait to see the Teamless Tuesday. Will Joseph Suwali make his debut for the Roosters?
Oh, that's a good question. And obviously, the Parramatta Eels, that is a big talking point. If you want to know what's going on in Teamless, make sure you've got the listener app, because when we drop that a bit later on today. But MG, off the top today, we need to talk about a bloke by the name of Adam Reynolds. Let's get stuck into what's cracking. Adam Reynolds' future. Now, this is a 31-year-old who wants longevity. This is his final big contract. He knows it. He's told the Bunnies he wants security. The Bunnies have said, we can't offer it to you. We've got a 12-month deal on the table. That's the best we can do. It now appears it's a race in two. He's either going to become a Bronco or a Cronulla Shark.
Go north, young man. Go north.
Why do you want him to go north?
I just think a clean slate. I don't think what Sharks are offering him would be in his best interests. I think that a sea change as far as going to Brisbane and that southeast corridor for his kids around Gold Coast and four young kids, I think it's a little bit more appealing. And the captaincy as well. The Broncos have thrown in the captaincy, and I think that's a big lure when you're the big fish in Brisbane with so many third-party deals that could come your way. He could really, really clean up. Look, I know they both clubs need a kill. They both need a big signing, and he would be it. I think both clubs have got to go the extra year and offer him 4 years, because either will. The other one will. If you don't do it, Sharks, Broncos will. And if Broncos, you don't offer him 4 years, the Sharks will, and they'll get him.
Do you think that's what... Because at the moment, both clubs reportedly, and James Hooper reported the details on NRL 360 last night, that there's a three-year offer on the table from both clubs. The Sharks have upped the ante after their initial offer was somewhat unders. They've now matched and slightly exceeded what is on the table from the Broncos. But at the moment, that fourth year isn't there from other clubs, from either club. It would appear that the Broncos are in pole position right now. Do you think Craig Fitzgibbons and Dino Mezzatesta should be having the conversation of, yeah, look, he might be 35 by the end of this deal, but we need him for the first three. And the fourth is the price worth paying.
I think so. They need a scalp. And he's the biggest scalp on the market at the moment. All the other halfbacks have seemed to have been snapped up by their respective clubs. And I think that, you know, the longer this goes on, the more Adam Reynolds is sitting in the seat going, my goodness, look at this. South got beaten last week without me, 50-0. His stocks have risen in 7 days so much without even touching a football. And the Sharkies got beat 48-0, which again helps his cause. The Broncos, for mine, would be the team. Look, the sun will start shining soon on the Broncos. I think they're a lot closer to fame and fortune, I think, as far as on the footy field than the Sharkies are. I think the Sharkies have got to have a little bit of carnage clean out before they can become a real powerhouse in the competition again.
So you reckon he's headed for the Broncos? You think that's the best deal for Adam Reynolds?
Well, I would. I would if I was him. I would if I was him. I would go north, young man. I just don't find anything at the Sharks appealing at the moment as far as the hierarchy, the way they've... The only way they've come back at Reynolds with that extra money is because the Broncos come in from nowhere and gazumped them. And to tell you the truth, the first offer to Reynolds was very underwhelming and embarrassing, to be honest.
Do you think, are you surprised that there's been zero flexibility from the Souths? Are you surprised that with all the evidence that's on the table about what Adam Reynolds brings the side and then what's missing when he's not in the side, as we saw last weekend against the Storm, are you surprised that they haven't found Blake Solly and Demetrio next year haven't had a conversation and tried to find a way to keep Reno at the club?
Massively. And I've said that from the get-go, Liam. I don't get it. I don't get why you would change something that's not broken. And he's far from broken. He's got at least 3 good years, 4, maybe 5, the way he plays. He's not much of a runner of the football, so that's kind of gives him an extra year or two on top of those that run the ball, like the Sean Johnsons of the world and They're a little bit more susceptible to injury. But his kicking game alone is, you know, worth 10 points to any team he plays for. The dead eye with the field goal. And just what we saw the other night against the Storm, just his cooling hand. He's got a cool hand on the footy field, which we don't really give that much respect to, because everything, all the pizzazz comes from, you know, Cody and Luttrell. But the bloke who sets it all up is the little number 7, Adam Reynolds, the captain.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you have it. Maybe Adam Reynolds just realizes the magic that is on offer in Brisbane. You know, it's
kind of magic.
It's a magical, magical place. All right. There you go. Well, look, James Hooper did say on NRL 360 again last night that he expects an answer in the next day and a half. So chances are we know before Magic Round gets underway on Friday night where Adam Reynolds will be playing in 2022. MG, let's keep moving along, though, because for our mates at Bingley, and Bingley have been bringing you the best brands and best advice since 1957. Head to bingley.com.au to grab a deal today. We need to talk some AFL. And you want to get into this.
Well, for it's been a head-to-head battle for a long time between the two codes, between AFL and Rugby League, NRL. And it's kind of been one of them ones that we kind of coexist. But at the moment, I'm seeing in the online this morning with a quick peruse of the Fox Sports and the Daily Telegraph that looks like the AFL have come up with the old adage, if you can't beat them, join them. As far as the off-field scandals go, please tell our listeners about the latest scandals in the AFL.
Yeah.
It's very rugby league-like. It's very rugby league-ish.
They have had a bit of a double whack of off-field drama. The big one this morning, there's two to get to. The big one this morning, though, involves Richmond. And this happened over the weekend. Daniel Rioli, star player, and Shea Bolton, arguably one of the form players of the competition. They've gone out on Saturday night to a club in the CBD for Shea Bolton's girlfriend's birthday. They was having a party. And the reports are, the side of the story from the two Tigers players is that a bloke unknown to them has been abusive towards Daniel Rioli's girlfriend. Now, Rioli has stepped in. He's copped a punch in the face for his troubles, which is he's had two stitches and a black eye off the back of that. Shea Bolton has then got involved. But this is where it takes a turn for the worse as far as football goes, because Shea Bolton's broken his wrist in the scuffle. He had surgery yesterday. He's expected to miss 2 to 3 weeks with that injury, which
was it caused by throwing a punch?
Well, we don't know. But, I mean, MG, you've probably thrown more punches than I have. It's probably a close-run thing, but I imagine you've thrown more than I have. You know that. What's likely to have caused that?
Very close. It's kind of, I'm in front by a millimetre. You, Rocky, you.
But Shea Bolton, the fact is he's had to have surgery on this injury on Monday, and he's going to be out for the next 2 to 3 weeks. Now, the Tigers are already thin in the cupboard as far as midfield stocks go because of injuries. But this is the last thing that the Richmond Tigers needed.
Well, I saw the coach of Richmond, Damien
Hardwick.
Explaining it on the breakfast radio, breakfast TV this morning, and basically saying that any other bloke would have done the same thing. Well, he's not any other bloke. We keep saying this about our sports heroes here in Australia, that you're an easy picking when you go out and there's a bloke who's had 8 or 9 beers and they recognise you, and all of a sudden you're, unfortunately for you, you're the guy with the
profile.
You're the guy with you're the guy with the bounty on him. As soon as you walk in, other blokes are going, ah, there he is. I didn't think I'd ever see him in person. And all of a sudden, they inch over. And it does. It's one of them things, unfortunately, for our sports stars, that they've got to keep a low profile when they're out in public, because they are just an easy target. Yeah. It's such an easy target for the supporters of both codes.
Yeah, absolutely, MJ. And the reality of the situation is that the Tigers players have given their version of events. The club has believed them, as they should. I don't expect a punishment for either player. Brendan Gale, who's the chief executive of the club, spoke in Melbourne on radio yesterday, and he believes that they are looking at getting access to the CCTV footage. Now, one thing we know about these situations, MG, and I'm not suggesting the boys have, but if players lie about incidents like this, inevitably it comes to light. So,
is there an integrity unit in AFL?
No. No. Well, but who knows? If things keep trending the way they are, maybe they might set one up. Because the other story that has broken today, Willie Rioli, who is the currently suspended AFL player from the West Coast Eagles, who got done for spiking his drug sample with Gatorade or Powerade or a sports drink of some description, he's been basically caught
Down his pants.
With drugs down his pants, by all reports. He was in Northern Territory, and he's been caught
trying
in possession
plane,
of
was he?
Cannabis at Darwin Airport.
Yeah, it seems to be that's his problem. The wacky tobacco. He tested positive to it, and then he's trying to cover it up with a Gatorade. Now he's at an airport with it stashed down his pants, man. Your kid needs some help. Yeah, simple as that.
The
kids need some help.
The club released a statement saying that they're aware that Willie Rioli will face court tomorrow in Darwin. It's a legal matter before the court, so they're not going to be making any more comment. Now, this is the club was standing by Willie off the back of the initial drama all those years ago. It'll be interesting to see what they decide to do moving forward. He was eligible to come back into the AFL in August this year. But I don't know what this will mean for his long-term future in the game. So the AFL juggling a couple of off-field dramas at the moment, surely...
Well, welcome to our world, boys. Welcome to our world. That's all I can say.
Bit of AFL chat there. Thanks to Bing Lee. Now, MG, we're going to get to... You've picked out the five biggest storylines that you're looking forward to for Magic Round.
There's some storylines from this weekend that intrigue me.
Okay.
Are really intriguing, and I've picked out five of them that I think will be a great power rankings
all
today.
Right. We'll keep your intrigue to yourself for just a moment, because while you spend your time keeping your eye on rugby league games and doing your job and being prepared, I just binge watch stuff on Netflix.
You love Netflix.
I love Netflix, and I think the people at Netflix have seen the amount of binging that I've done, and they gave me special access to a new film which is coming out.
Lucky bugger.
Called Army of the Dead. It's your classic zombie film. It's an absolute cracker.
Sounds scary.
And the star of the film is Dave Bautista.
Yeah.
The big man, Bautista.
The big Bautista bomb, yes.
Of WWE.
From WWE and now from Legends of the Galaxy. And
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, he's a legend in the galaxy when he's up there, but he's a guardian as well. And he's been in some other movies that we won't quite talk about.
Yeah, he's had some misses. He's had some hits. We all have, MG. But I had some time with Dave. Very strict time. Not a second more than 4 minutes I was given, MG. But I've got a surprise for you in this chat. Just keep an ear out for what I get Dave Bautista to commit to as his next project. Dave, congratulations on the film, Army of the Dead. It's amazing. There are very few new ideas in movies these days, and yet I think you've landed on one here. There's a zombie tiger in this movie.
There are. You're right, man. Zach actually managed to do something unique, which is not easy to do, especially in a genre that's so established. But even just kind of in films and television, like all together, entertainment all together, it's just hard to do something new and something fresh. And Zach put it perfectly. He said he deconstructed a genre, which I believe is just the perfect way to describe it, because it is, you know, it's very much in that zombie genre. But the zombies are very much, you know, kind of a backdrop to the film, because there's just layered with so many different stories, relationships and heists and time crunch and politics. And, you know, so I think, you know, it is. It's very unique, which is why I think it's going to make a very interesting universe, Army of the Dead universe. But it also just leaves you wanting more, which I think is the big message here. That tells you when something is successful, when you do something unique and different to where people want to see more of it.
I really enjoyed the film, and I think a lot of people in Australia are going to as well. I know my co-host, Will, a bloke by the name of Mark Guy, who's a former professional rugby league player. Now, Dave, I think there's an opportunity when the film gets made about his life. You're a very similar age to MG. You're a very similar build. My only concerns are, can you do an Aussie accent, and are you familiar with the sport of rugby league?
I'm not super familiar, and I don't I think that I could pick up the accent. It's not a strong point of mine, but I think I could. Yeah, I'd be curious about his story, man. Break it down for me real quick.
He's a former hard man of the world of rugby league. You know, the scenes where you're storming through zombie bodies, he did that for a living, just carrying a rugby league ball.
He was the muscle.
Yeah, he was the muscle.
He was the enforcer.
Exactly.
I love him.
He knows me.
All right, we'll get this sorted out. I think this is your next project, absolutely. But Army of the Dead is a fantastic film. Dave, we appreciate your time. All the best with the flick.
Thank you, Liam.
There you go, MG. Dave Bautista signed on to play you in your biopic.
How good. How good. You were great then, but just quietly. Very,
thanks,
very,
thanks,
very,
mate.
Very professional.
Thanks, mate. Yeah.
I like how you put your different voice on when you got someone who's a big superstar around you. And when you talk to me, he's talked to me like I'm your dad. Yeah, righto, mate.
Here's,
hello, Dave. It's Liam. Hi. Well,
everybody that
goes around.
The
inflection was up there. The inflection, you know, who'd be listening to this in Hollywood?
Everybody that claims, everyone that, people that go around saying, ah, I'm just myself all the time. I treat all the people, they are absolutely full of it, MG.
Come on, mate.
David Batista.
I know, that was good. That was really good.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
There you
okay,
go.
Let's,
Army of the
when
Dead.
This pandemic's over, let's get the American, let's go and have a night out with him and see some.
This
some
is what I'm doing,
tigers.
MG. I'm trying to open the doors. When Rush Hour goes global, is, you know, when we take the, when we go and do the Super Bowl show, when we go and do the NBA final show, I'm opening these doors for us. That's all I'm saying.
Well done.
Go and check it out, Army of the Dead. It's available on Netflix from May 21st, MG. Mark that date down in your calendar, mate.
I will be. I'll be watching it. I can't wait.
May 21st. All right. It is Magic Round, of course. You can discover the magic of Brisbane at Suncorp Stadium's NRL Magic Round this May. There's plenty of fun to be had in Brisbane before and after kickoff. Producer Charlie and I experienced some of the fun after kickoff, MG, last night. We went down to the Howard Smith Wharves, had a beer with Digital Tony at the brewery down there, Felons. It was delightful.
That'll be us tomorrow night, boys. Put your nice t-shirt on with a nice jacket, and Big Marky's taking you out.
That is going to be fun. All right, but before we finish up, we do need to do these. Power.
I got that power. Well, after the big Dave Batista was on our show, I'm pumped. I'm pumped for the power rankings. The shirt's off already. It was off when he was talking about me. I just went, oh, get it off.
It is genuinely shirts off weather in Brisbane today. It is delightful. It is 25, 26 degrees outside, not a cloud in the sky.
Well, as I look out the window here at Goulburn Street, it's going to pour at any minute. So you're lucky you got away from this torrential rain.
All right, top five storylines that you're looking forward to this weekend at Magic Round, MG. Let's rip in.
Five.
How Suncorp Stadium holds up. They played a game there a couple of weeks ago, the final of the Super Rugby, and they've got 8 games over 3 days. I don't want the ground to come under scrutiny for ripping apart or the players not feeling safe playing on it. That's the only thing I've got. The only worry I've got about Magic Round is how Suncorp Stadium holds up.
Okay.
Four.
The Warriors and the Eels game. The Eels bare minimum players. This is intriguing because I don't know what kind of team we're going to see from the Eels. Other clubs have already spoken up about how they think, exactly what you said yesterday, that it's not fair if you give them special dispensation, and I tend to agree with you on this. So let's see what type of Eel we get, because they're playing a Warriors team who will be coming for them.
Three.
The Sharks, Rabbits. This could be intriguing because it could be a dress rehearsal or a job interview for Adam Reynolds, who is believed to be playing, and I think he will play, and it's against Sean Johnson. So this is a massive game for Sean Johnson. If he can come out and be man of the match in this game, who knows? He might sign 1-year deal at South. This is intriguing. This has me intrigued, this game.
Do you think, just to stop down there for a moment, do you think that Souths are potentially looking at some sort of a bridging player?
Yes. Yeah, they have to. They have to, because no one coming through is ready. No one's coming through as Sam Walker.
That's interesting.
So they've got to have a bridge. They've got to have a bridging player, like a, you know, a Widdop or a Johnson or a Moylan, someone who's been there and done it for that, and bring these young kids through with them. So they've got to have that contingent plan. If they don't, well, they're silly.
The irony is that obviously the Broncos game will be the one that the local fans and the Broncos clubs themselves are most invested in when they take on Manly on Friday night. That's obviously a big game for the Broncos. But this game between the Sharks and the Bunnies might be the next biggest, with Reynolds and Johnson both running around.
Correct.
All right, number two.
Two.
Well, it's always Super Saturday, but I can't wait for this Super Sunday to see the Panthers and the Storm flexing their muscle. Or is there an upset brewing? Is there an upset brewing at Magic Round? Ooh, Dragons or Titans? Have you got it? Have you got what it takes to take one of these top two teams down? This is intriguing in more ways than one.
That is, because we know that Munster and Harry Grant are both going to miss for the Melbourne Storm.
I think that's more, I think that's the most likely one. I don't think the Titans will beat Penrith, but I think that with them two out, I definitely think the Dragons come into contention.
Yeah, that really levels the playing field. The Titans, Panthers,
Yeah, who knows?
Well, I don't know. You'd be trying to find a reason for it to happen.
Well, if Fafita's out, forget about it. If Fafita's gets rubbed out in the judiciary tonight or tomorrow night when he goes, forget about it. Yeah, forget about it. If big Fafita's out, forget about it.
Forget about it. All right, and the number one storyline that MG is looking forward to this weekend at Brisbane's Magic Round.
One.
Tom Turbo versus the Broncos. Cannot wait to see him flexing his stuff. After a 10 out of 10 performance last week, can the Broncos stop Turbo Terrific? Can anyone stop him? I mean, Penrith did at Bathurst to show how good they are recently, but in that type of form on the weekend against the Warriors, this could be anything. If the Broncos don't stop him early, this could be a big score if Tommy Turbo gets going. And the Broncos are on their home deck, so intriguing. I can't wait for Magic Round. I can't wait to get up there and see you boys.
We're looking forward to seeing you as well. Producer Charlie said he's going to meet you at the airport with a big banner saying M. Gaia. He'll be there to meet you.
Daddy, I'm here.
Daddy's home. Hey, just quickly on Turbo, though. Now that we're here in Brisbane, Broncos fans are coming to the show in droves. How do they stop him? Like, try and give us as simplistic an answer as you can on what opposition teams, and not just the Broncos, but moving forward, could be doing or trying to do to in some way negate Tom Trbojevic's influence.
Take a tranquilizer gun in your sock onto the field. Get one of them ones where you blow and you get him in the back of the neck. You go, what the hell was that? Because that's all that's going to stop this guy in his form. The only thing that can stop him is injury. And I'm touching wood as I say that. The only thing that can stop Tom Turbo is injury, because when he puts his mind to it, there's no one in the world in rugby league that can stop him.
And that is the last thing we want for Tom Trbojevic. Absolutely flying at the moment. All right, MG, cannot wait for you to get up here and join us in Brisbane for Magic Round. We are counting you down to these 3 days of action-packed football at Suncorp Stadium. We got to get out of here.
As always, thank you so much for your ears. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay magic.
For what's on in sport, you've got the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. For what's on at the Star, see thestarsydney.com.au.